International human rights groups have censured Qatar and Saudi Arabia for their treatment of migrant workers. Amnesty International has issued a report criticizing the conditions of workers preparing venues for the 2022 World Cup. The report details non-payment of wages, harsh working conditions, and poor standards of accommodation. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has urged Persian Gulf monarchies to take additional steps to safeguard migrant workers. In a statement, HRW appealed to the Arab states to adopt the new codes of the International Labour Organization. Saudi Arabia is currently conducting a brutal crackdown on undocumented workers. Several people, including three Ethiopians, have been killed since the kingdom launched a visa crackdown 2 weeks ago. Now we're going to speak to Nasir Al-Omari. He's a writer and political commentator joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as the days go by, more criticism is pouring in of the Saudi treatment of migrant workers, as well as other Persian Gulf monarchies like Qatar. What do you make of this? Do you think that these rights groups are a bit too late in their criticism, considering a lot of these countries are basically have been built upon the sweat and blood of these migrant workers and the appalling conditions they've been kept in?
I think it's even worse than that. I believe that modern-day slavery, which is an active implementation in Gulf countries and Qatar and in Saudi Arabia, is a shame. And I believe that Western companies and Western governments are actually benefiting from the cheap labor that goes into these projects in Gulf countries and in Saudi Arabia. For example, what's happening in Qatar right now, the human rights violations, the labor rights violations committed by the Qatari government. The minute these workers step into the country, are confiscated, their passports are confiscated. They have no rights to leave the country. They work under tough circumstances. Who's benefiting from this? It's actually the Qatari regime, the Saudi regime. They're getting richer, and these companies which assist them, which come from the West, are also involved in this modern-day slavery of these poor South Asian workers who come looking for a living. It's a shame that you hear all these people talk of democracy, and when you see the living circumstances of these workers, you can't help but feel a huge amount of sorrow for for what these workers have to go through to earn a living.
Well, that's an interesting point you make there, and I'd like to run with that for a bit, if I may, is that it's if change is to come with how these monarchies and governments treat migrant workers, it can't only come through just these governments, but also the companies that are complicit in this modern-day slavery, as you've called it. We haven't heard much from FIFA, so to speak, regarding the current situation of the migrant workers. How do you think the situation is going to change when there is this silence on the part of other players when it comes to this slavery?
I am not optimistic about change coming to these Gulf countries anytime soon because these Western governments that proclaim democracy are actually happy to run away with the huge contracts that they have access to through these dictatorial authoritarian regimes in the region. And they're willing to go to these regimes and, you know, tell them to clean up their act. But the fact of the matter is the conspiracy is against these poor workers who come from South Asia. These projects are built through a huge amount of corruption and money that goes into the pockets of these sheikhs and emirs. And to be honest with you, the most shameful in this cycle are these Western companies and experts who go to help Qatari government build this infrastructure for the World Cup. And they are not going to say, these Western governments are not going to say anything to Qatar because they are benefiting from this modern-day slavery, unfortunately.
All right, Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, they're joining us from New York. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.
Thank you.